that term spoke about Hashgacha Pratis. Tonight perhaps also with poem in mind we'll move to a closely related topic, the topic of Emunah. Obviously there are many, many elements, many, many subtopics, but we're going to focus primarily on one. Emunah is central to Purim, which basically is a Yom Tov of devoted to Mechiyas HaMalek. We're all familiar with the famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah commenting on the pasuk of Ahoyah Kasher Yareh Moshe Yado V'Gava Yisrael Kasher Yoniach Yado V'Gava HaMalek. And then not coincidentally the Torah says the Lashon Vayihi Yado V'Emunah Ad Bo'a Shamesh, that the instrument with which Amalek is vanquished is Emunah. And the reason for that is because Amalek represents Asher Kolcha Baderech. Rashi quotes three pshatim. The first, of course, is Lashon Mikra, that Amalek embodies the denial of Hashgacha Pratis, the denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world. And the only way that can be countered is with Vayihi Yadav Emunah. Bizman she Yisrael Meshabdim Libam Laviyam Sheva Shamayim. And Yesh Laharich Bozeh. But instead I want tonight to talk about another element of Emunah, which is critical, integral to Muhammad HaMalek. And that is, besides the obvious relevance of the Haftorah of Parshas Zochar, that it deals with another confrontation with HaMalek, there's another important connection between the Haftorah and Parshas Zochar. The Navi says as follows, Vayidvar Hashem al Shmuel lemor, Nichamti ki himlachti eshol lemelech, ki shav me'acharai, vez dvarai lohekin. Vayicha l'Shmuel, vayizak el Hashem kol halaylos. Vayashkem Shmuel lekar shol baboke, vayuga l'Shmuel lemor, bo shol hakamel, v'hinei matzev lo yod, Vayisa vayavo vayered ha-gilgal. Vayomer Shmuel mea kol hatzon hazeh ba'oznoi. And then a couple of psukim later, Vayomer Shmuel al shol heref agid alof esa shediber Hashem elai haloyla. Vayomer lo daber. And then Shmuel goes on to relate to him the very sharp and devastating Tochacha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had communicated to him. What's remarkable about these psukim? What was Shmuel's reaction when he first hears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided that Malchus Yisrael will not continue through Shaul? So the Navi tells us that Vayicha l'Shmuel. Shmuel was angry. He was outraged. Obviously, kaviyachol, Shmuel didn't agree. Shmuel obviously felt, vayichal Shmuel, vayichal Shmuel. Right, it's reminiscent of Yonah getting angry. Obviously, Shmuel felt that kaviyachol, that this wasn't a just decree, it wasn't the just exact, and Vayizak el Hashem kol haloyla, in an effort to overturn the Gzar Din. What would we have expected in the morning when the night ended unsuccessfully for Shmuel? We would have expected Shmuel to come somewhat stammering, stuttering, and apologetically telling Shaul, you know, I don't really understand it, and I empathize with you, but what can I do? I have to relay this message which the Ribbono Shel Olam sent. That's not what he says. If you only see and hear Shmuel in his encounter with Shaul, so you would imagine, you would feel that Shmuel was so outraged at Shaul's behavior that he 1,000% endorsed the Gzar Din. You don't see any trace, there's not even a shemetz of that initial reaction, a reaction which lasted all night of Vayichal Shmuel and Vayizak El Hashem Kol HaLoyla. So what happened? So clearly, Shmuel realized that if all his tefillos notwithstanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refused to reverse what he had said, Nichamti ki himlachti yeshol lemelech, so Shmuel obviously realized that maybe Shmuel HaNavi, didn't have the moral capacity to understand why what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying was right. But, that notwithstanding, he had 1,000% conviction that if that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling him, and that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is communicating to him, so then that must be right. And therefore, when he talks to Shaul, so he's not role-playing, he's not posturing, Rahmanu Litzlan. He's speaking with 100, 1,000%, again, conviction, that this is the right thing, that the punishment which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed is the right thing, though he, personally, in terms of his own personal moral sense, doesn't really understand it. But nevertheless, his acceptance is not simply a hachna'a that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent, is the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore we follow what he says. No, the acceptance is not just that we have to accept it, we have to follow it. The acceptance is predicated on the notion that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is right. And that's a very important component of Emunah, is in situations where we are called upon to display Emunah, it doesn't simply mean to begrudgingly accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. It means to affirm what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. It means to accept it as what's right and what's true. To affirm it, not merely to begrudgingly accept it. We'll give several examples of that in a minute. Now Amalek, l'chora, is the mitzvah, the paradigm of a mitzvah. Mechias Amalek is the paradigm of a mitzvah which offends our moral sensibility. The famous Gemara in Yuma, it's also a Midrash Rabbah in Koheles, on the pasuk of Al Tehi Tzadik Harveh, B'shoah she'omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Shaul Lech v'hikisos HaMolek Omar Uma nefesh achas omer Torah havei egwa arufa Kol hanefoshos halolu al achas kama v'chama. The Torah teaches us that one life is so valuable, is so precious, is so unique, that we have the whole parasha of Egla Rufa. Kol ha-nefashos halor olachos kama v'kama. And then, it's Mishor Atzeh. Im Odom Chotu Behemo Mechotu. Im Gedolim Chotu Ktanim Mechotu. How can there be a mitzvah to kill innocent children? Yotza Abbas Kol v'omnu lo al tehi tzadik havin. A person can't be more moral, more sensitive, more understanding than the Ribono Shel Olam. And that also is part of the link between the Haftorah and the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Zochar. The Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Zochar of Timcha Zecha Amalek means definitely you can't understand it. It doesn't correspond to your moral sense. But part of your emunah is, again, not only to accept it in the sense of, well, we're weaker and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger and he's the Ribono Shel Olam, so we have no choice, but let's braver we accept it, but rather as we see Shmuel accepting it, meaning that maybe we don't have the moral capacity or the profound understanding to understand why it's right, but we're supposed to accept it, again, not simply begrudgingly, but let's braver, but with a sense of affirmation that it's not only mitzvah, but that it's emes. And that's an important and critical component of emunah. Let me just mention a few other sources which point to that. First of all, the Gemara in Brachos, which we mentioned a few weeks ago, where the Gemara has the chiyuv of saying the bracha of Dayan Emes. So the Gemara says, "Kishem chayav levarach al ra, kishem shemevarach al atova." Amar Rava lo nitzucha el lekibulinu b'simcha. Based on this Gemara, the Ramah paskins in Yeridaya that when a person makes the bracha, when a person says tzedek hadin, so a person is not supposed to say, what can you do? That's what the Ribono Shel Olam wanted. Because the implication the Ramah says is, well, if somehow or other we could have had our way, Rachmana Litzlan, against the Ribono Shel Olam's way, then we would have. The Ramah says, on the contrary, when the person says Baruch Dayan Emes, he's supposed to affirm the correctness and the truth of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Not just an acknowledgement of submission, but an affirmation. An affirmation. And that's the essence, again, of this dimension of emunah which we're discussing. Similarly, the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, as follows: Roy l'odom l'hisbonein b'mishpatei haTorah hakadosha v'leidat sof inyanim kifi kocho v'davar shelo yimtza lo tam v'lo yeda lo ila. Let's say you study a mitzvah and it doesn't seem to make any sense. There's no self-evident reason. Al yehi kal v'yenov v'lo yeheros lalos el Hashem pen yifros bo. V'lo tahei machshavto bo kemachshavto b'sh'od v'hachol. Bo ure kama hachmira Torah b'meila umayim eitzim v'avonim v'ofa v'eifa kevin shenikra shem adon ha'olam aleihem b'dvarim bilvad niskadshu v'chol anoig b'ain minag chol mo'al bar v'afilu ho'yoshogek tzarech kapora kal v'chomir le'mitzvah shechokak lano HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo yivai ta'odam bohen mipnei shelo yeda ta'amon v'lo yichapir dvar meshelo chen al Hashem. So what else do you have to do? What more is there to do besides Asiyah? The Torah says, do the mitzvah, I did it. So what more do you want from me? V'hashmira sheyizoheh bohen v'lo yidameh sheheyn p'chusin min ha-mishpatim. So the Rambam says, my father and Kaparas Mishkava always called attention to this Rambam, that shmira is an obligation to esteem the chukim. And ushmatim v'asisa means that we're not yotzei our chova just by observing and fulfilling mitzvahs. But there's a chiyuv to esteem them even if we're stumped by the mitzvah. And even if we don't begin to understand the mitzvah, litein shmira v'asiyah, the same thing, the same point the Rambam makes in a more, with a narrower focus. Here it encompasses all chukim, and by implication, all mitzvahs. Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, after he talks about the Issur of Lishol, Baal Ov, Yidoni, Mechashev, Ochez Es Hainayim, Udvarim Ha'elu Kulan Divei Shekev Chozov Hein, והם שהיתו בהן עובדי כוכבים הקדמונים לגויי הארצות כדי שינהגו אחריהן. ואין רואי לישראל שהם חכמים מחוכמים להימושך בהבולים אלו ולא להלוס הלב שיש תועלת בהן. כל המאמין בדברים האלו וחיוצא בהן ומחשב בליבו שהן אמס ודבר חוכמה, אבל התורה אסרוסן אינן אלה מן הסחולם ומחסרי הדעס. It's not enough just to abstain from all these idolatrous practices, Ov, Yidoni, Kishav, etc. But a person has to, again, not just to submit, not just to comply, but a person has to affirm the truth of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. The Ramban al Torah makes the same point. Pashas Ekev. The pasuk ki im shamu tishmurun es kol ha-mitzvah azos asher anochi mitzave eschem la'asoso li'avos Hashem alokechem lelechus b'chol drochov l'ldov kovol. Says the Ramban, shelo tiporid machshavto min Hashem el Elohim acherim, shelo yachshav shiyev ha-ba'avodo zor shum ikar, el ha-kol eves v'oyin. Again, it's not enough. Uladovka bows, it says the Ramban, added another component to the obligation. Again, it's not enough to abstain from Avodah Zarah, but to think, maybe there's something to it, Rahman al-Itzlan, but rather, Ela HaKol Efez V'Oyin. V'hinei zeh k'mo she'oma od v'osos ha'avodu v'osit bokun v'hakavona l'hazir shelo yavod Hashem v'zuloso el Hashem levado yavod b'libo v'masav. And one final, there are many more that we could mention, but one final marimokom, again, it's one we've seen already. The Magid Mishnah at the end of Hilchas Lulav, where the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Tachas shelo avatos Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav meirov kol, that the Torah is so harsh on someone who observes mitzvahs but doesn't do it with simcha. He's medakdek b'mitzvah kala b'chamur, but he doesn't do it with simcha. So what's so terrible if he doesn't do it with simcha? So the Magid Mishnah explains, if he doesn't do it with simcha, so it means that he basically is only submitting. But really he thinks that these are burdensome. He doesn't think that this is the right thing to do. He thinks that this is burdensome, onerous. It's something I have to do, b'lez breira, because otherwise I'm going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. But he doesn't think it's right. He doesn't think it's emes. He doesn't have emunah in it, and that's why the Torah is so harsh with this person of tachas eshelavatos hashem lekech b'simchul tov levav. Chayav la'asosan v'usameach ba'asiyosan. Not mitzad she'en chova olav v'hu muchvach v'onos. But rather, yasa atov mitzad she'u tov, v'yivcha be'emes b'tzad mitzad she'u emes v'yekal be'en av tirchon. And again, there are other ma'amar mekomos. The last phrase in the Magid Mishnah of yekal ve'ein av tilchon, that whatever effort or exertion is required for kiyam ha-mitzvos should seem to be inconsequential in his mind. Moshe l'ma adov adome, let's say a person has to, he's told there's a treasure which is 5 feet, buried 5 feet deep in the ground. So it's cold out, so digging is very difficult because the ground is frozen. Would anyone consider it a burden? Would anyone consider it onerous to have to dig the 5 feet deep to get the treasure? That's what the Magid Mishnah says. But Moshe Feinstein had a very powerful and sobering observation. Rav Moshe Zichron Levracha said, we're all familiar with the phrase in Yiddish. It was a commonplace. It was margala b'fumayhu of those who came to America earlier in this century when not working on Shabbos meant losing a job. So margala b'fumayhu after a krach, as a shver tzayin yid, it's difficult to be a Jew. So Rav Moshe said that attitude destroyed an entire generation, and the reason that the children of these people assimilated on such a large scale was because they identified Yiddishkeit with as a shver tzayin yid. And as difficult as it was, the reaction should have been, what a minor and worthwhile sacrifice it is for the Ribono Shel Olam and his Torah. And that's exactly the Magid Mishnah's Yekal Ba'ein of Tirchon. So what Rav Moshe adds to what we've seen in all these other Ma'amar Mekomos is not only is this Emunah required, but also without it, not only are we lacking in the emunah, but it doesn't take long until we're lacking, rachmana litzlan, even in the actual observance as well. Now the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perikinyan Torah, the Torah's nickname is B'memches Dvar. Amongst those Memches Dvarim is Emunas Chachamim. What does Emunas Chachamim mean? So Emunas Chachamim, it should have said, Kabbalas Divrei HaChachamim. What's the Lashon Emunas Chachamim? So it's quite clear, the Machzor Vitri talks about this. Emunas Chachamim means that there is no Torah Shebaal Peh if we simply submit to the authority of Chazal. There's no Masorah can't be sustained, or better, better formulated, our belief in Masorah won't endure if all we do is accept the Divrei Chachamim, but without believing that they're emes. It's not enough to say Chazal said it, and what Chazal say is buttressed by the love of Lososur, so what can I do? But it's supposed to be Emunas Chachamim. It's supposed to be a belief that what Chazal said not only is authoritative, but is true. And without that, our belief in Masorah and in Torah Shebaal Peh can't endure. Now, as self-evident as that may seem, it's something which needs a lot of reinforcing. And again, Purim, a yontiv of Mechias HaMolek, which is based on Emunah, so certainly this element of Emunah is also something which we need to reinforce. To say that we're Orthodox Jews, and as such, we have no choice but to accept what Chazal said. We have no choice but to say brachos, which Chazal formulated. But the truth is that the brachos are insulting to half of Klal Yisrael, but we have no choice but to submit to what Chazal says is not acceptable. Is not acceptable. Emunas Chachamim doesn't mean to accept as authoritative and to simultaneously disparage as insulting. Emunas Chachamim means that we accept and we affirm that what Chazal, what our Chachmei HaMasorah have taught us and have told us is not only authoritative but is true. Now we may or may not have the capacity to understand why it's true. Our reaction may be like Shmuel's reaction was, Vayichal Shmuel. But the difference in the Parsha of HaMolek between Shmuel and Shaul was over and Altihit Tzadik HaRbe, the Gemara in Yuma says, and Shmuel, after Vayichal Shmuel, Vayizak Al Hashem Kol HaLoila, so the Ribono Shalom said no, then is no. It's not just that he submitted, but he affirmed what the Ribono Shel Olam said. And that same attitude is not only vis-a-vis Daraisa, the same attitude is vis-a-vis Durabonans as well. Kimdumani, in the famous story of Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva was in jail and had only a few precious ounces of water, and said that he would rather use it for Netilas Yadayim than even drink what was necessary to sustain himself, that he would rather risk his life than be over al divrei chaveirai, Rabbi Akiva said. Kimdumani, the Rabbi Akiva didn't simply mean that if you don't have the gzeros and the siyogim, the Torah won't survive. But Rabbi Akiva said, if you don't have the Emunas Chachamim in Chazal, so Torah won't survive either. And even though when Rabbi Akiva was Mukhan, he was ready to literally to be Mosa Nefesh to reinforce that point. If someone insinuates that Chazal acted out of a personal bias, or out of a sociological bias, so the Gemara in Bracha says in Misha Meso that Yechayev Nidui for that. Dugma Hishkuha, if you say that Shmaya and Avtalion gave a certain psak about Gerim because they themselves were Gerim, not because it was correct, not because that's what they held was the halacha, but that they were just influenced, that Chazal were influenced either by a personal bias or any other bias, anything other than a pure Torah consideration, So that's not acceptable. And moreover, even if a person accepts it as authoritative, but to simultaneously disparage, that's not emunas chachamim. That's not what, if that had been acceptable, then Shmuel would have come to Shaul and said, what can I do? The Lez Breira, I have to deliver this message. And when Shmuel speaks to Shaul, he speaks to him with 100% total conviction. In making a cheshbon ha-nefesh, why we are nichshal in this crucial element of emunah, the answer, unpleasant though it may be, is that it's rooted in Midas HaGaiva. A person is over an Altahit Tzadik Harbe when he feels that his or his society or his generation's moral sense is the standard for morality, and therefore what doesn't correspond is lacking in morality. Now that's basically gaiva to say that what we understand, what we feel, is the standard, and therefore if we can't understand a particular bracha which Chazal introduced, maybe we can, maybe we can't, but the point is, whether we do understand or whether we don't understand, there are always going to be things we don't understand. In every sugi and kol Torah kula, there are always going to be things we don't understand. Whether we do or whether we don't, it's very important that we attribute the flaw and the inadequacies to ourselves. And lo yosim machshavto bohen, says the Rambam, ke machshavto b'divechol. V'lo yechaper dvarim asher lo chein on mitzvahs. At the beginning of the parsha of Eved Ivri in Mishpatim, so the Ibn Ezra writes as follows. We can't understand a particular pasuk. We can't understand a particular mitzvah. Nachshav ki hachisaron ba mechose da'ateinu. We should attribute the chisaron to ourselves, not to the object of study. And even though at this point the Ibn Ezra only seems to be talking about de'oraisas, from his conclusion it's clear that he was also talking about how Chazal interpreted the Torah. His conclusion, after he then tells you that Kisikna Eved Ivri refers again not to a Kanani, not to Avdo Shel Ivri, but actually an Eved Ivri, which is the way Chazal tells us, after bringing all the rayas, he says, Hine hisbarer ki divrei kadmoneinu nechonim, ki aleihem nismuch b'chol ha-mitzvos kasher kiblu me'avoseihem. So it's quite clear from the way he concludes that his initial omelacha klal was not just a sense of humility vis-a-vis the Torah and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a sense of humility vis-a-vis Chazal as well. Just mention one. But take a look. I'm sorry, I don't remember the Lashon. On the Pasuk of Elokim Lo Sekalel, so Rashi already tells us from Chazal that it refers both to Birkas Hashem as well as to Dayanim. So the Midrash is focusing on the second pshat that it refers to Dayanim. And it says, given that the Issek Klala applies to any Jew, Lo Sekalel Chayrish, it applies to anyone, so why does the Torah here single out Dayanim for as the object of the klala in formulating the law? So it says that even though there's an isser by any Yisrael, it's especially chomor by dayanim shemalamdim esha'am mishpat. And it says v'chein matzinu by karach v'adoso that nigvar dinam, because they started off with Moshe and Aaron. And so too we find by the Anshei Yerushalayim, Bayu Bozim b'malachei Elokim, the Nevi'im. They had contempt for the Nevi'im. And then all of a sudden, the Medrash shifts gears. And the Medrash talks about someone who doesn't interpret the words of Chazal properly. Someone who doesn't apply himself to understanding the words of Chazal. And the implication in the Medrash is remarkable. That same attitude of irreverence and disrespect, which is evident when a person is mekalel a dayan, and which the Torah so forcefully condemns, it's that same attitude which also underlies that same irreverence and lack of respect when we dismiss the words of Chazal just out of hand. It doesn't make sense, it's not right, but we have to do it anyway. We have to do it anyway. And the Midrash implies by the Smichas HaParshios that too in an axiological sense also is included in the Isser of Elokim in the sense of Dayanim Lo Sekalel.